The Anton Savage Show
with Kearys.ie
on News Talk.
O.J. Simpson, American footballer, actor and double murderer, died of cancer this week. Of course, his trial for that murder, which he was ultimately found not guilty for, though guilty subsequently in civil trials, was one of those, probably the first of those televised trials that absolutely captivated the world. Enda Brady, TRT world presenter, joins me. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Anton. Good to speak to you again.
And you, remind us, for those unfamiliar, because there is a generation who will have heard the OJ trial referred to, but for those of us who went through it, this was hugely significant.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a massive moment. And I remember just thinking, wow, you know, cameras in court. It was my first, I was a young journalism student. I was at university in England. And it was my first kind of experience of following a major trial via the TV networks and seeing cameras in court and how the whole court process worked. And it certainly was very beneficial as a student because we were doing journalism law. And, you know, it was basically the pages of a book coming to life in front of you, the prosecution, the defense, seeing everything play out. But you're right, it was a huge moment and everyone was following it. People were talking about it. And it went on for weeks. And at the end, of course, he walked. I mean, it was just an extraordinary crime trial of the century, really, at the time. And not forgetting that two families were left devastated off the back of what he did or didn't do. But I think we all can draw our own conclusions.
And it did split very much down. In this instance, it split largely along racial lines. But there was a very clear he did it, he didn't do it split that began to emerge in the reaction and the public discussion of it. It was divisive in public opinion.
Yeah, it was very divisive. And look, you know, we were coming at it from a non-NFL fan kind of background. You know, I think an awful lot of people in Europe wouldn't have been massively familiar with O.J. Simpson, let's be honest, and his playing career if you didn't follow NFL. But in America, he was so huge. He was doing adverts. He'd gone into media punditry and TV studio work, and he was a hugely famous man. So, yeah, it split everyone. Everyone had an opinion on it. And, of course, it all plays out in a courtroom, and any little kind of glitch in the prosecution argument is picked up and seized upon by the defense. And it was like a soap opera. But American court cases, just like box office to watch and to follow because the lawyers are so good, they speak so well. And, you know, there's often an argument in the UK over here, should we have cameras in court? And you just think, you listen to some of the people speaking and you think, come on, just say what you're trying to say here. You know, the Americans, there's so much razzmatazz with their kind of courtroom presence, if you like.
And of course, Johnny Cochran's central to being able to sell that to both the judge and the TV audience with this famous line.
O.J. Simpson, in a knit cap from two blocks away, is still O.J. Simpson. It's no disguise. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
There you go, the late Johnny Cochran there representing O.J. Simpson. Now, we talked about how divisive that trial was. There was much lower stakes because it didn't involve the murder of two entirely innocent people. But one that was similarly divisive and much more recent, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
So that was not a criminal trial, obviously. That was at the High Court in London. That was a civil case and it got very, very messy. And you know, I think the difference, of course, was 3 decades later, social media has arrived and you get all the keyboard warriors taking sides. And it was Team Johnny and Team Amber. And every single day people were wading in with their opinions and it was all driven by who you were a fan of. And a very serious allegation, of course, against Johnny Depp. But it was a strange case because there was just so much terrible detail about a relationship gone wrong. That you would imagine, you know, obviously lawyers are getting paid an awful lot of money, but anyone advising either of the two people at the center of that case, you know, you do wonder what advice they got. Did no one actually think that, you know, your worst secrets and the worst of your relationship is going to be played out, not just in a courtroom, but on radio, on TV, in the newspapers for weeks and weeks and weeks.
And of course, it was damaging not just for the two people involved in the actual civil suit themselves, but for almost everybody who gave evidence. Their appearance in the box was a make or break for their career. Like, for instance, Morgan Tremaine, the man who had worked at TMZ. Here's him fighting back allegations that he was only in it for 15 minutes of fame.
You know this case is being televised, right? I am aware that there are cameras.
And so this gets you your 15 minutes of fame, doesn't
Objection,
it?
Your Honor. Argumentative.
So I stand to gain nothing from this. I'm actually putting myself kind of in a target of TMZ, a very litigious organization, and I'm not seeking any 15 minutes here. Though you're welcome to speculate. I could say the same thing by taking Amber Heard as a client for you.
A little argumentative, don't you think?
Oh, hardly. I find that to be purely logical.
So that's Morgan Tremaine, a former TMZ employee, talking about whether or not he was in it for the fame in appearing in the court case. Now, the big difference, of course, with the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial and with the criminal prosecution, the failed criminal prosecution of the late O.J. Simpson, was that both of those were in the U.S., a place where they televised the courts. The one that would probably have been as big, at least in the U.K. and Europe, had it been televised, was the Agatha Christie trial. What did we miss out on by that not being on the box?
Well, everything, because, you know, you're dealing with two very famous women, certainly domestically to the UK audience. You know, you've got the Rooneys and you've got the Vardys and then the husbands as well. There would have been all the cutaway shots of, you know, Jamie Vardy looking at Wayne Rooney. You know, that was box office here. But sadly, we're not at a stage in the UK where cameras go into court. They're working baby steps towards. You know, you now see in certain cases the sentencing remarks of a judge will be recorded and played out. But I would love it someday if there were a big trial in the UK where people could actually see the workings of law. And, you know, a celebrity case like that would certainly get viewing figures. You know, it really, really would. I know Sky News have been pushing this for decades and decades, trying to get cameras into court. But the law and the legal profession keeps pushing back because I think there's a little bit of concern in legal circles that they don't want the law being turned into a media circus. But certainly the Agatha Christie trial, that was sensational.
Well, take one then, apply that into a recent one in Ireland, because we had the Hutch case, which is probably our most significant. There was, 52 days of trial, 140 witnesses in total at that case before the verdict came back as a not guilty. Do you think it would have benefited for people to be able to see that and hear the testimony? Does it add to the process? Does it add to the justice?
Well, look, I've been covering court cases for three decades now. And when you speak privately to defense lawyers and prosecution lawyers and judges, they will say to you that the law has to be seen to be doing its job. The law has to be seen to be upheld and the legal system to be working. So for all their arguments and reluctance to have cameras in court, because they say the media will sensationalize stuff, you know, the cameras would just be broadcasting what happens. You know, there's no commentary. It's a criminal trial. The only opinion, the judge's opinion doesn't matter in a criminal trial. The only opinion that matters in a criminal trial is the 12 men and women on the jury. So by televising a trial, I would argue that you're showing the public that the law is working. The law is the same for anyone, whether you are an actor, an international soccer star, or an alleged criminal mastermind. You know, whoever you are, the law is the same for everyone. And I think, yeah, it would absolutely benefit from having cameras in court. And I think, in all honesty, Anton, a lot of people at home watching, you know, a lot of it, as much as there's razzmatazz and you get the little fantastic snippets of killer quotes that last in the memory, like the guy in America, a lot of it is mundane. A lot of court cases, you know, they go on forever. And, you know, you turn up to a trial and I'll just do the accent so you hear. It's like, oh, my Lord, the documents haven't arrived today. And then, well, shall we postpone? And then you're like, my God, they're postponing again. And you just think, what an absolute waste.
And thank you for the report. Thank you so much for the accent as well. That puts an absolute tin hat on. And Brady, TRT World presenter.
The Anton Savage Show.
With Kiri's.ie.
On News Talk.